What's up, y'all? Jeffrey TV, coming to you live on Memorex from my default undisclosed location. You probably can tell I'm wearing my Jeep hat, so that may reveal a hint as to where I'm at, a clue even, as I've dropped little tidbits in relation to the place I'm at when I wear this particular hat. And this is an undisclosed location, as opposed to it being a remote location or my default location. And today, I went to fire up my Movo wireless microphone. I forgot to charge it. So I'm coming to you, not mic'd, freestyle. With just the cell phone, air mic, regular mic. We'll see how it goes. You know, the technologies they got going on today. And I think this actual, I don't want to call them plug-ins, but, you know, on the digital audio workstation, you know, we call them plug-ins. But I think the phone actually has plug-ins. And stuff built into the phone or audio portion of the phone where it can actually do some background noise cancellation, some voice adjustments. I think it can clean it up a little bit. Now, I'm not sure if that's on or not, but I still have to make the point that, you know, the regular microphone, just the flat out cell phone microphone without all the wireless mics and lavaliers that I've used over the past may be sufficient. But when I do, and then what I do is I listen to a podcast or I'll be listening to something, interview or something, and it'll sound good. It'll sound good. And I'll say, and I'll go to one of my podcasts or one of my recordings and compare the sound. See how close I am to that. Because, you know, some of these people got, you know, major production, major sound production. As whereas, you know, I'm just kind of, you know, let's just face it. I'm just, you know, kind of winging it. No, I'm not winging it. But, you know, I'm professional. Some people have professional sound, you know, in their podcasts and stuff. And I'm like, hey, how does mine compare to some of the top-notch productions out there? It's not too bad. You know, it's not too bad. And if people out there making videos that look so professional, and by professional I mean like almost not cookie cutter, but you know, that standard video look. There's definitely a scheme to it, or a template to it, to have that certain kind of look. I've seen a couple people do it. It's the way it's shot, you know, how the lighting is turned down, maybe a cinematic effect, and the way things move and it transitions, and the speed of it, and the cadence. You know, there's definitely a look to it that is kind of not mainstream or common, but it's definitely a thing that where if you see it, you recognize it as being part of almost a standard, a certain kind of standard, or at least a trend, at least a strong trend. And I don't know if I want that. I don't know if I want mine to be that professional or standard or mainstream looking. Because this one, I don't want to say her name, but, okay, I'll say Vicky Neons. I saw her. She was at the House of Blues that time when John Black the soul of John Black played with Trulio after a NAMM show out in NAMM Anaheim. She was there, you know, with the neon hair and stuff. And the way she does her videos, it's like, wow. She had the look, the feel of it, you know, everything. And the way she talks and makes gestures and everything, it just fit into this, like, mold that, you know, I don't want to say the standard or, but just the way things are being doing. And Rico Lewis also, Smooth Jive, he is too. Just really polished, professional, you know, up-to-date professional, 2024, looking sound and video. And it's just these two I saw recently that really caught my eye. It made me say, hey, you know, this is something that a lot of people are replicating. There's a lot of something that, a look and a feel for videos that other people doing. I don't know if I want mine to do that, but I do want to add more stuff, and I got the tools to do it. I got CyberLink, Power Director, and I got tools. Pay for a subscription. I got tools. So I can, you know, do some stuff. And, you know, I can get stickers and all that stuff. And, you know, I got all that stuff. So that's that. But the main thing I need to talk about here is my incessant eating, my weight gain. I probably weigh more than I have in 3 or 4 years. I was down to my lowest, and I was running with it. I was hanging down there for a while. You know, I was doing good. I was like down around 195, under 200. You know, people's commenting. I was feeling good. I was feeling it. Definitely. And it may have something largely to do with the fact that I was smoking nicotine, Black & Miles, and or vaping. Basically, it was Black & Miles when I really lost all that weight. And I did Google. Smoking is a different appetite suppressant. Probably helps with the boredom too. Boredom eating. And giving myself that stimulation. It seems like I like to say that I crave replacing that stimulation. And I've used eating to do it. And my weight is just, it's crazy. It's too, I gotta do something about it. And I've said it over and over and over again. And this is my way of really getting at it. As I walk past Cha-Cha's Tacos, probably my most favorite Mexican food place in the world. The way they do it, the greasiness of it, probably the salt, the cheese, whatever. These people, they know how to do it the way I like it. I can't find it nowhere else. And they're like closed on Sundays. And I keep forgetting. I miss them. Cha-Cha says, I see it's food. Food is my thing. Yesterday, I had 3 days off. I was doing good. And then Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And it was raining. Not that that had anything to do with it. I did good on Saturday. Got up, walked some steps. Went to the store on the way back. I didn't get a lot. But I got enough to get the party started. Came home at 8. But also, it could be that I needed it. It could be that I needed the rest, the date downtime, the Jeffrey time, you know, to be pretty much shut out from everything, to myself for a few days. It may have been a while since I've done that or had that. I checked the calendar and whatnot, because, you know, I was in Ohio for 2 weeks. And then work. And then, you know, flying, travel. So to have that 3-day weekend, it's probably good. And then, so I worked Tuesday. I did pretty good Tuesday. All right, you know, Monday we were off. And I was lazy. Weight went up. And it went up fairly significantly, I must admit. But not as bad as it could have been. Yeah, it was. It was bad. I think it got to 227. That was pretty bad. And I think, and then 227 may be the high anomaly weight, because 216, I think I was 216 Saturday morning after my walk. So as you can see, both of those extreme numbers are probably not totally accurate, but they indicate trend. They indicate what I've been doing, where I'm going. So, you know, that's that. Scale told me 224 this morning. And then yesterday, I couldn't do it. I couldn't work yesterday. I just couldn't. I had to call off. I wasn't sick or nothing. I just didn't have the energy or the motivation. So I called off. And didn't do nothing. I had no energy to do anything. I didn't do anything. I laid in the bed pretty much the whole day and ate. And I don't even think I ate all that much. Oh, I ordered a pizza from Little Caesars delivered, because I didn't even feel like going out. And the delivery charge and all that was like $12. I calculated how much the delivery charge. Pizza's $16.50, even if I go in and pick it up. The whole thing cost me $29. And the question was, the $12.50, was it worth $12.50 not to have to start my car and go anywhere? You know, you figure gas, wear and tear on the car, blah, 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 travel time, getting dressed, blah, 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 blah. You know, how much value do you put on that? You know, was it worth like $12, whatever? And I got the pizza. It wasn't a good one. It was undercooked. The toppings weren't spread out evenly. It was kind of hurriedly put together. It wasn't the best. It didn't taste the best. I had to put it in the air fryer. Of course, I ate the first couple pieces. It was all doughy. Now, don't get me wrong. I like my stuff doughy. But this was a little too doughy. I'm to the point of kind of doing it where you say, I hope this don't make me sick. And then the next two pieces, I put in the air fryer, toughened them up. Ate that. I don't think I had any sweets. And I think I found a little bit of sweets, but nothing, you know, nothing. Like, I made brownies. During the weekend, I made brownies. Of course, ate that whole thing. And I got a box of Whoppers and a box of Dots. Not single serving size box, but maybe a double serving, like the $1.25 box. Ate them, not in one sitting. More like a one and a half city. And it's to the point now where I eat, like the pizza or what I call a meal, the meat and potatoes or whatever, blah, blah. You know, pizza, chicken wings, whatever. And then I'll turn around and eat the sweets right back to, right after. I usually didn't do that before. I used to wait a few hours or whatever, you know, chill, do something else. But lately I've been, got craving to have those sweets right afterwards. And I eat potato chips with all this stuff. And what a potato chips last night. Ate two pieces of pizza before I went to bed last night. And some chips. Bought chips from Walmart Green. Went to Walmart Green to get Kool-Aid. Got chips. Kool-Aid. What else did I get? Oh, and 2 0 candy bars. I'm out of control. I got 2 0 large, extra large, 0 candy bar. So I put those two pieces of pizza in the air fryer. Ate them. It was about maybe 11:30, 12 o'clock at night. Maybe 10:30, 11. It was like 11:30, maybe 11 o'clock at night. And I got through with those. There's some Pop-Tarts down there. We got two Pop-Tarts. And a zero, and one of the zero candy bars. I made Kool-Aid. Went to Walmart Green. I've been lazy all day. I was like lazy all day yesterday before I came out here. And then when I finally got going, so I got going a little bit, you know, it took me a while. But I got some traction, I got going. Got out of here. You know, was doing stuff, getting into it. Getting my stuff set up for work. You know, washing clothes. You know, I got a little rhythm. You know, my energy perked up a little bit. Because you can see it's kind of nice out here. They say it's going to be like 70 degrees. So it's going to be nice today. It is nice already, actually. I'm overdressed. Quote, unquote. But that's okay. Hopefully that'll make me sweat. And hopefully it'll, you know, lower my, that anomaly weight, sweaty, but it won't be that much. It's still gonna be a drastic number. In fact, it's gonna be more when I first got the scale. Christmas, a few Christmases ago, when I first started doing this. That was at 223. Did I buy another scale? I could have swore I bought another scale. I wonder if it remembers. Because I could have swore I bought another scale. And not the one that I got on Christmas or something. And I guess the app must have remembered. I don't know how that worked. How that worked? Because I know I got one for Christmas one year. And I know I replaced that scale. So I don't know when exactly the date, you know, the, of charting my weigh-ins started. But I think it was like, I just know it was like 223. That was what, 223. And I can't think it was around Christmas. But, you know, I'll check. But, yeah, I got to do something. That's why I'm talking about it. That's why I get out here. And even now, fantasizing about getting off work and eating this weekend, just having 2 days off, just to lay around and do nothing. It's too much. It's getting to be too much. Putting on too much weight. Not happy with it. My clothes aren't fitting right. It's probably affected my energy, how lazy I am, blah, blah, blah. Something's got to give. Something's got to give. I got to get back into it. I'm traveling March 9th. Oh, boy. That's right. I'm traveling March 9th. And George and them, Mr. Clinton, I think they're on the 8th. I don't think they're doing nothing on the 9th. They're doing a symposium or something, having a talk out here. I think that's what, like next week or something? Week after, something like that? They're having a talk about funk and this and that. And at a place out here on the 7th and 8th. So I jump on an airplane and go to New York on the 9th. I wanted to have some weight off by then. And the thing is, I do okay during the week. It's them 2 weekend days off that get me. It's them 2 weekend days off. Where I need to stay active and lay off the eating. I just need to break the trend. I need to break the trend. And I was thinking, you know, you want to get things going, you want to get things started. You won't say, oh, okay, I'm going to start tomorrow. Oh, okay, yeah, I'm going to start at this day. It seems like if you really wanted to do it, and it really was happening, you would start immediately. It wouldn't be no, yeah, I'm going to start tomorrow. I think as soon as you kind of think that, you kind of put yourself behind. It's like giving yourself a way out. Because if there's something you really, really wanted to do, you would start immediately. It was like there's this project I was thinking about doing. I said, oh yeah, I can do this. I'm going to try that project. Well, I can start tomorrow. I can do that tomorrow. Yeah. No. You do it, you start immediately. You should just kick in. Oh, I'm going to get at it right now. And I've started projects like that before. Where, you know, I didn't wait and say, I didn't plan to start it. You just start it and get it going. Spend his time planning it is a form of masturbation, if you ask me. Just get in there and get it done. You know, get to it. That's probably more, you know, more apt to where you want to be or do. With your energy, as opposed to spending time planning. Though, planning and strategizing, to a degree, it's helpful so that you get a good start at something, or you know, a good plan execution. There's no doubt planning plays a part, but sometimes it's best just to get it going. And this eating thing, I gotta curb it. I gotta bring it back. If I can bring it back and get to a place and not be smoking nicotine, be like clean, substance free, no nicotine, no drugs, eating right, exercise, no coffee. Probably need to reduce my sodium. The whole thing. I know what I need to do. I cut out drinking zero sugar stuff because I think that stuff was giving me a headache. Now I drink Kool-Aid, but I dilute it 2-to-1. I make a gallon out of a two quart serving. Just saying. Breakfast, work. Work. We got a performance review. Something happened. I did something. I don't know what it was yet. But I got a 73 low score. I went from 93 to a 73. But I want to see why, what I did or whatever. It looked like my QA review came back dirty or something. The QA. And I want to see what I did or what I didn't do, what I forgot or whatever. Because it dropped my score down a lot. It dropped my score down a lot. So we gotta figure out why that happened. And I will. Whether I deserve it or don't deserve it, we'll find out. I want to talk to my supervisor. Because there's some circumstances to where I saw an early report of my QA and it was 100%. And then now I look up and it's an 86. I want to know what happened. I could probably ask a few people, and I might just do that now that I think about it. But I may not. I may just let the system play out and not really politics, but it may be best I don't address some inside information that I may have not gotten. But we'll see. So that kind of disappointed me. 73%. Everything else was perfect. Everything else, not perfect, but everything else was on point. So I'm doing what I need to do. I'm definitely doing what I need to do. And I'm confident. It's disappointing that it came out this way. And I don't know if it's politics involved. I don't think it is. Where they try to set up where everybody gets a win, try to spread it out, keep people happy. I don't know. I don't think this company would do that. Even though they are like liberal like that. Everybody gets a trophy team thing. All those inclusive practices. Camaraderie and studies and advisors for team building and all that. But I don't think it's that. But anyway, we'll see. So that's on my mind too. But as I said, everything else is on point. My calls. Handling the calls, this, that. Everything is on point. But now what they do is they listen to your calls and they evaluate what you could have done and not done. You know, this or that. And it's subjective or maybe an objective line that where, okay, if the analyst doesn't do this, this happens. If the analyst doesn't ask that, that happens. I have gotten comfortable with dealing with the customers, with the users. And sometimes I'm just, you know, in a playful mood or just in a kind of, you know, sometimes I probably say more than I should. But I believe I get it done. I believe I get the customer happy. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. When I talk to my supervisor, she's cool. So, you know, I feel like I'm gonna be taken care of. And This place rarely makes mistakes. Rarely. That's probably one of the reasons why I respect this place so much. Probably one of the reasons why I still respect this place so much. It's because of that. They're almost flawless in their execution and the way they handle things. To the point it irritates me. To the point it irritates me, they're so accommodating. It's basically like I get everything I want. Pretty much. Or I can just let the company see, like, whatever decision the company makes always is in line with what I'm doing. Very rare conflicts. And if there are conflicts, I just raise the point and they're addressed. So I know what I gotta do. This is my mantra, my exercise, my mental focusing, my alignment, whatever you want to call it. I know what I need to do. I know what I need to do. Probably can't hear me now, huh? Swing on, y'all. Two times. For me, for the funk. For every elementary particle that's ever existed, any atom in this or any universe, that ever was, is, or will be, totality of it all, theory of universe, hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.